Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input. We are in the Book of Romans, back to our Book of Romans, our Romans series, yeah. And we've made it to chapter 5. You'll remember that Romans is in the New Testament written by St. Paul. It's a guide for those who call themselves Christian. It's a guide on how to reflect the glory of God's love into our world. And it begins like this. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we will have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the therefore for? Whenever you see therefore, you've heard me say this, and Polly used to say it as well. When it's therefore, you have to ask yourself what it's there for. It's as old as the hills, that one. So, and of course, what we discover, what we know, is what St. Paul is about to say is based upon what he has already said in Romans. And we've discovered so far that there is a problem in the world and within us. That we were made to be these image bearers of Christ, of God, to reflect his love into the world. And yet we fall short of the mark. We all need a saviour. Not one of us doesn't. And that's the other thing we found out, that there is one. I know the answer is always Jesus, but this time it really is Jesus. That you have forgiveness. You've received forgiveness. Life to the full. Not just in the future, but in the here and the now. In our accompanying book by Andrew Ollerton from the Bible Society, we started off, well, at base camp, but we went very quickly into the valley of sin, the problem, where we discovered the problem, up the mountain to the crux of salvation, where we discovered the solution in Jesus. And today we're encouraged to take a brief rest at the place of rest as we come to chapter 5. Now, I could speak on chapter 5 of Romans for about 3 weeks. You'll be glad to hear I've chosen to limit what I share with you this morning. This is the place of rest because sometimes we just need to pause. Actually, this service has already been a bit of that. There's already been a bit of pause and a place of rest in the service. Sometimes we just need to pause on the journey to understand the enormity of what we have. Now, I shared recently about the holiday that we had, but I think it bears repeating again as an example of that place of rest. In January, Susie and I took our adult children, to Egypt for a big family holiday. And there was Becky, Jack and Jesse, obviously, our three, their wives and husbands, wonderful Paul and James and Paris. I need to make sure I say that Paris is wonderful as well, otherwise word will get back to her and I'll be in trouble. And of course, our glorious three very young grandchildren. And we had an amazing week. I know I've banged on about it, but it was just a glorious week. And at one point, I think I've shared before, we were sat around the pool, just relaxing and enjoying time together. And I used to watch my father do this, and I always wonder why, but... And I don't know if you've ever done this, but I just sat there and watched the family in action. It's almost like I was there, but I wasn't. I was just observing. And I was watching the usual banter between the guys and the girls, which there is plenty of in our house, you'll be surprised to hear. And I was watching them interacting and actually just loving one another. Watching the children being handed around to different uncles and aunties. And I was just overwhelmed by sheer gratefulness for what I had been given as I watched. And as I lifted my prayers of thanks to our Lord, the tears flowed down my face. And I share that once again, only because it's just the perfect example of needing to take a moment just to rest and acknowledge the enormity of what we have been given. In this case, in Jesus. Sometimes you just need to stop, and that's where we are today. to once again read, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You have been justified. If you remember, that means you've been freed from the sin that we all commit. It's a past tense. It's already happened. When you turned towards Jesus, you were justified. If you remember, it was just as if it never happened. Just as if the things that you did never happened. There is nothing more you can do. You can't earn more justification. It's 100%. It goes from 0 to 100 straight away. You can't earn it. It's been given. You are loved and now accepted. Not just in the future, but actually right in the here and now. You are justified. Coming to church doesn't give you any more God points. Doesn't get you to the next branch of justification. We come to worship in community because of what he has done. Being a good person is a good thing, but it doesn't earn you any more God points. We do what we do when we serve others because we are image bearers of Christ. We want to see Christ reflected through us. You already have this gift. Jesus died for you, and you are now in Christ. Just let that sink in. Christ is in you. You are in Christ. I don't know if you've seen the latest B&Q advert. I know it's an odd thing to introduce at this point. That's the latest one that I've seen. I occasionally might pop in to see my wife in Bedhampton for a cup of tea during the day. It's a funeral director's. I'm a vicar. I'm allowed to go to one, you know. And right outside of the bus stop, there is this poster, or a version of this poster. And it's B&Q, so, you know, obviously, originally it was said, you can't do it. And B&Q are saying, no, you can do it if you buy stuff from us. Aren't they? But it's not that that comes to me. I bet many of you saw straight away the thing that I saw. The cross. B&Q of removing the T, so to say that you can do it. But actually, it was the cross that hit me. You can't do it. The cross has already done it. You can't remove the cross. Jesus has done it. Which means there are two options in our world. And Romans 5, in Romans 5:19, Paul brings this home. He talks about Adam, as in Adam and Eve, and he talks about Jesus. In Hebrew, the language of the Old Testament is mostly written in, Adam means humankind, means man, woman. It means man, humankind, including women. And of course, Paul knew that those around him would know this. So when he says this, he knows that they understand. For just as though the disobedience of one man, Adam, humankind, they know who he's talking about, they know their scriptures, the many were made sinners. He's just saying that we are all sinners. We can't avoid it. I have to be forgiven daily. I mean, I might be odd. Well, I am odd. But I might be unusual. But I don't think I am. I think many of us are in that same place. Just as though through the disobedience of the one man, Adam, humankind, that many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, Jesus, many were made righteous. You get to choose to line up behind Adam or Jesus. It's our choice. You can be judged in the way that the world judges Adam, through success and failures of the world. How popular are you on social media? How big is your house? How new is your car? How great was your career or is your career? How successful are you? You can be judged like that if you want. I fail pretty badly in that arena. If you look at my car, it's not doing great. Or you get to judge through Jesus. You get to line up behind Jesus and be judged by Jesus, what Jesus has done. That he has already won. He has already succeeded through. And our job now is simply to reflect that love into Bedhampton. And Paul calls this peace. Paul, remember, is writing to the Romans. The clue's in the name of the book. He's writing to the Romans. And the Latin for peace is pax, P-A-X, pax. And in fact, so much so that actually Roman peace, pax Romana, was a wide saying in the time. And Roman peace, of course, came through violence. It came through Rome defeating the almost literally the world, downtreading other nations, killing people, so that if you were a Roman citizen, you could have Pax Romana, Roman peace. No one would dare touch, and no one would dare touch them. So much so that actually Paul, who was a Roman citizen, uses this to the advantage of Christ later on. Pax Romana. Peace for the few, paid for by the many. Then, of course, there is Jesus' peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace purchased by the self-sacrifice of God himself. The grace. And notice how this is peace in the present tense and the moving forward. Like peace now. We were justified, past tense. We have peace now as we move forward. It's peace paid for by the one for the many. Pax Christi. So we come to a place of rest, to rest in this peace. And we just need to rest in his peace and let the tears of gratitude flow. We need to rest for a moment because we don't stay here. We move on in the journey, don't we? If our job is to reflect the love of God into the world, then we need to move on in the journey, and there's more to be had for us in Romans. And so we need to let this knowledge that you are loved and at peace just become the very core of who we are. It needs to be so much in us that we can't help but spill it out of us. So when things go wrong in the world, and they will, as I shared when I shared my testimony, we can still be at peace. That's what Paul means when he says, we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. It's as though Paul knows already you're going to need to be reminded about this. It's like, we don't actually need telling that life is hard at times, do we? I mean, it was lovely for Linda to be honest about Monday was rubbish. I don't know what it was, but Monday was rubbish, but Tuesday was better. Life is hard. And I know Linda has peace with Jesus to know that actually Monday may have been rubbish, but Tuesday is coming. Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So it's not that the world isn't hard at times, but we walk in the peace of Christ, even through the difficult times. That's what we heard in our gospel reading. And that is the Holy Spirit, isn't it? We need the Holy Spirit for that. Jesus said this to his disciples, and he says it to us. He knew that the disciples were going to have a tough time, and they did. Dying for Christ. And yet they walked in peace. And that's why we rest. We rest in this peace, knowing that we can walk on sharing the love of God and the friendship of God in Bedhampton with our neighbours, our friends and our family. And they can look at us and say, even through all your difficult stuff, you still seem to have a peace about you. So I have one question for you. Do you have that peace? Again, don't forget, doesn't mean life's not hard. Do you have that peace both in the joyful times when you're just sitting watching your family, but also in the difficult times when life is hard, when you see suffering or you're experiencing it? Do you have that peace, that Pax Christi?
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.